Hey guys, my mom just paged me. It's time for dinner.
Okay.
She's making shake and bake.
Shake and bake?
How do you know it's real shake and bake if you weren't there for the shake and or the bacon?
How do you know it's not Surefine brand, some knockoff?
Okay.
That sounds like what
whatever
your
the brand
do.
Name that is that's at Aldi.
Ew.
What if it's Stirrin-Free?
Oh, Stirrin-Free is the burst.
Stirrin-Free?
That's more fervert.
More fervert? Is your fervert?
What if it's physically toil and boil?
That you could tell from eyesight.
I was inviting you guys over to eat some dinner.
Is it churn and burn?
It could be. I don't know. I just wanted you guys to... I thought it was fun having
Nothing's
you guys
fun.
Over.
Is it twerk and work?
My bra strap's showing. That's inappropriate.
This is a family podcast, Liv.
First we'll have a little chat,
then put on our rimmers.
Now it's time for Next at Bats.
And we're here today with AVLA. How you doing, AVLA?
Good.
Right, AVLA.
It's pronounced Avla.
Okay.
Sorry, you've probably only seen it written.
Yeah, I've only seen it written, and it's four capital letters, so I figured it's...
Swedish for to propagate, / our initials.
Yeah, it is your initials, and it's to propagate, really?
Yeah, we Googled it to make sure it wasn't anything terrible before we used it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is your initials, and your initials stand for...
Abe Vanderbent.
And Liv Augusta.
There it is. And you are a sketch group.
We are.
Correct.
You are. And
it's us. You got the correct Liv and Abe.
I did. We did.
Yeah.
Because the we hit in the eye of Next at Bat. It is.
Philip Simondet, P.S. And the host of Next at Bat is.
P.P.S. Matt McLeod.
No, those are his initials, like how it's our initials. You're MC, because you're on the mic.
Well, actually, it's MM.
Yeah, double M's.
Damn it, I forgot how letters were.
No, it's okay. We're going to see you in about 22 minutes, and that's actually probably legit today.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit less today, unfortunately.
Less me?
Good. No, less
the
time.
The audience will be happy.
Because we are recording today at Huge Theater.
Yeah,
which is pretty fun on location at Huge Theater.
Yeah,
and we're under a little bit of a time crunch today, so we're gonna make this fast and
furious?
Concise. Okay, so let's make it as furious as an interview with a sketch group can be.
Don't do that.
No,
don't open
no,
that
no,
can
no,
of worms.
Do not open
okay.
that box.
Avla.
Propagate.
Don't say Avla on a mirror three times otherwise.
And there's a mirror in
this
room.
There's a mirror right behind you.
Avla.
So, Avla, how did you form as a sketch duo? I believe, did you used to be a trio?
Oh, we're getting right into
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you formed up as a group, and what brought you two together? You've known each other for a while, and what brought you two together to decide to start working on sketches together? And what's your format?
So we met a couple years ago over at Brave New Workshop doing improv classes, and after we went through the full kind of performance track there. We, along with a third member of our class, Tony Gorder.
He just like lives a normal life.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, we started a sketch group that was called Bronado.
Because we're super bro-y.
Yep.
Right.
And been writing sketches together for a while. And then it became harder and harder for the three of us to meet as a group, mainly because Tony is in grad school and like has his own life and
sure.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it just decided he didn't feel like performing anymore.
Right.
So we eventually decided to just branch out, the two of us, rebranded under Avla, and have just kind of started doing sketch stuff ever since, primarily focusing on video right now. We write, shoot, edit, cast everything we do. So it's all of our own work being put out by us. So far, Except for the video we put out today, we have not been in any of our sketches.
And I don't know if that even barely counts as being in any of our sketches, as it was. You guys would know if you had seen the video.
It's true.
Just a like little short cameo by me. It's like the Hitchcock of a sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. Just watch for Liv. So maybe she'll show
you're
up.
You're comparing yourself to Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Okay, no,
I'm
that's
very
good.
Similar.
Yep.
Right. Very, very similar.
I have not seen it, but I imagine that you walk into the frame
that's it.
And show a side boob. Right?
I'm just gonna stare you down because that works on podcasts.
Well, that's what Hitchcock did.
Yeah. He couldn't help it, though.
He couldn't help it.
He loved those flowy shirts.
Stop shaming Alfred Hitchcock.
We're not shaming Alfred Hitchcock.
No, he loved V-necks, flowy V-necks.
Right, it's true.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
That famous silhouette of,
of
Alfred Hitchcock.
Of a flowy V-neck.
Yep.
I mean, both of you are into writing sketch. What made you decide to start working together, I guess, is really what I'm wondering. There's a lot of people who do sketch in town. Was it a similar sensibility? Was it a similar desire to put this on video? What was it?
I would actually say it was having complementary sensibilities.
Okay.
We have very different styles to some degree. I tend to get a little bit more political and a little bit more, I don't know, snarky. Snarky and realistic would be how I would describe how I write. Abe tends to...
abstract, very visual. Yeah, but at the same time, we both have fairly similar senses of humor. And we both have kind of similar goals of wanting to constantly push ourselves to do more and more things. And so part of where the video side of things came out is out of that, of just wanting, of deciding that we didn't want to have any excuses about whether or not we were going to be putting out content, that it was just something that was on us that we were going to do, and nothing was, and we were the only people that were going to stop us.
So we had been writing together for probably a year at that point.
Okay.
And had been like,
That's a long time.
Yeah. And we've been trying to figure out like, oh, we could do this, or we could do that. And it was a lot of stuff that relied on finding a space or collaborating with other people. And so we realized that we could kind of just do it ourselves and put it out. And that's where, the video stuff came from. And not, I think also there's a sense of both of us are kind of perfectionists.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you get to control everything when you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah. Right. And one of the things, too, I think, is by putting stuff online, we wound up making ourselves accountable to actually just throw stuff out.
Yeah.
And just do it rather than trying to wait until we had a perfect one act play or a perfect
half hour stage show.
So instead it was like, no, we can write this sketch, we'll shoot it, and screw it, if it's okay we'll put it up, and like some people will watch it.
I have about 50 questions for you now.
Okay.
But let's start with just kind of your process. Are you writing together, is that correct, or are you writing individual stuff and you kind of
write more writing individually, and then we end up working on each other's work a little bit later on in the process, but the initial premise to first draft is always solo, and then we meet and send each other ideas and scripts, and once something gets close it has both of our fingerprints on it a little bit. So far of the videos we've shot, that's all been written by Liv.
Yay!
Because
Abe's stuff it relies on building like $1,000 sets that would just be there for 10 seconds and then get covered in goo.
I'm learning.
So, and mine just involve dogs.
So,
or a person talking at the camera.
A person talking at the camera.
Right. Yep. And it's worked out. It's worked out then that I've been, instead of doing more of the writing, at least for some of these first few sketches, I've been the one actually shooting them and editing. So it ends up being a full. With also still making sure I'm getting Liv's input for how everything looks, what we're both looking for. So it's a very open communication process where we're both heavily involved.
Yeah.
But it does, that starting point is both of us writing our own things and our own voices, and then coming to meeting kind of together to figure out what the final product is going to look like.
Yeah. And I would say too, like when we are shooting, there's very much a sense of like, Abe is a lot more in control of like camera and figuring out the tech side of it. And I tend to wrangle talent. Is wrangle the right word?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And do a lot of the directing side more from the acting side.
Nice.
Yeah. We complement each other.
Yeah, it does seem very symbiotic. You were talking earlier about that you decided to just kind of take on the production side yourself instead of relying on other people or other opportunities, whether it's fall into your lap or, you know, building partnerships with other people or whatnot. Filming it's hard. I mean, filming stuff is really time consuming. Do you want to eventually to be able to do live stuff as well?
Should we state our goal so that we get held accountable for it?
Yes.
Okay. Our goal is to put on a stage show by early fall.
And the idea is that all these different ideas we've written, just because something might not work for video doesn't mean that it's shelved. So some of the different things that I've been working on the last few months that we've decided maybe doesn't quite work for film, or at least based on where we're at right now, is all kind of then in the pile of show material.
Or my piles of runner sketches that are just fart jokes.
Right. Because you need those in every show.
Every show needs that.
So the idea is that we're going to just keep trying to put out work. Right now, the easiest and the material that we've had ready to go has been video. Long term, I would think it's going to be kind of a balance of both.
And one thing too is I think right now the video stuff can be kind of a constant for us. And so we haven't been putting out a lot of video, but we've been putting out a relatively steady amount of stuff. And so it's something that we don't necessarily, I don't think we'd ever plan on getting rid of that. But hopefully doing enough of that, getting people to watch our stuff and getting people to want to come out and see something. And then putting on a stage show. And also, one thing, too, is that we've kind of referenced the fact that we're not in our sketches when we film them.
Right.
Partially just because we really like bringing in other people and working with other people. And because we're both white people, and I tend not to write for white people.
Well, and I would also think that partially, like you said, you're control freaks.
Yeah.
And, it's hard to direct from within.
From within, yeah.
Right.
But one of the things too with doing a stage show is we want to actually, when we do a stage show, be the main acting people. That's the word for it. Technical term.
The people who read lines.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Yep. Yeah. There we go.
Wait, that's what acting is?
Mm-hmm. You read lines with emotion.
I've got to reevaluate some things.
You can just stay behind the camera. It's fine.
Well. Abe, you were on the episode of Next at Bat where we did Sketch Lab.
Correct.
And when we talked on there, we did talk about having the writers be the actors in the sketches.
Right.
Because the writers know the tone, the flow, the comedic sensibility better than anybody of what they're shooting for. So it is an interesting I mean, it's interesting whether you go with the writer in or the writer out. So, I mean, what sort of results have you been able to get by having you guys not be in the sketches? Have they turned out exactly what you envisioned to begin with?
Yeah, our sketch that we put up this week is kind of a perfect example of the best case scenario of that.
For so many reasons.
Right. It's a little bit of a casting challenge. Liv, like she mentioned earlier, does most of the kind of people wrangling for this. And a sketch we just put up, it's called Ban Ki-moon. So it's Secretary General of the United Nations, right. Ban Ki-moon,
right.
Delivering a speech of sorts. So we had to, or looked for a racially appropriate casting for that role.
Asian.
Yes, Asian male. Which proved somewhat difficult.
Somewhat challenging.
But then the person we ended up casting in that role just crushed it.
Yeah, and also crushed it. He took it in a slightly different way than I had initially written it.
Sure.
And interpreted it with a surprising amount of gravitas would be the word.
As actors are wont to do.
Right.
And it made it kind of elevated it a little bit more than we expected. Sure. And it was like, yeah, very much the best case example of like, oh, this is taking my words and like adding another person's perspective and adding that extra layer rather than, I think sometimes when you're within it, you get so caught up in like, well, this is how I wrote it and this is how I'm going to deliver it and I'm not going to take your criticism.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, going back to the Sketch Lab episode, Abe, you brought up repeatedly in that episode about writers getting too precious about their material. Do you ever find that, I mean, since it is you guys controlling from front to back, how is that process? Like, about, I mean, you work on your own timeline and that sort of thing. But you also said earlier in this episode that you feel like the editing process is pretty good for you. So how precious are you with your own sketch material in this particular case?
Let me know if I'm putting words in your mouth, Liv.
No.
But I would say as long as major points are being hit and the kind of the tone and direction the sketch is supposed to go in, at least loosely, is there, we're both okay with a little bit of playing around. I think part of that comes from the fact we did come from an improv background before we started doing sketch, so I think that helps us with not being too precious about everything that's written. But at the same time, since it's video, if something's not going the direction we want, we can stop,
redo it,
reestablish what we're looking for, go forward. And so far, everyone we've worked with, if we've needed to kind of give a little bit of different direction of where we want things to go, has been receptive and then kind of met us where we were at with what we were looking for. So far it's been great for that. And yeah, like I said, we're not too precious about everything being, you say my words, the order I wrote them, and exactly the way I wrote them. Otherwise death.
You're not mammoting them?
No.
And I would say, like, yeah, if you look at the original scripts versus what is recorded, they're slightly different every time, and it is a lot about like finding where the tone is and also finding the words that fit right in the actor's mouths. I think a lot of times the way that it's written is like, this is how Liv as this character would say this line, but when you have Corey talking, it's going to come out of his mouth differently than it's going to come out of mine.
Yeah, sure. And I would still say, even with all that said, that 90% of the words are the same as written to vocal.
Yeah.
So we're still, everything's still, we're getting out what we want to get out, but also giving our actors room to breathe.
Mm-hmm. When you do produce your own shows, I mean, I think it's very cool that you're doing everything on video, because as you start to develop buzz or a following, there's going to be something tangible for people to go to. I mean, most of the time, sketch shows, improv shows, are a temporal art form. And in this case, they're not. And so that's very, very cool and smart, even though it's a very difficult thing to do. So it's admirable.
Thank you.
Yeah. So when you do decide to, this is something that I've been very interested in lately, and I apologize for digressing slightly, but indie shows have been cropping up a lot lately.
Yep.
So have you put any thought into like the type of show that you want to do? And like when you do produce your own show, I mean, we've already talked quite a bit about you wanting to handle, You want as much control of it as you can. Are you going to take on the onus financially? Are you going to try to find, like, do you have any idea what you want your show to look like?
So we've gone back and forth, I would say, a little bit about different forms. One of the challenges that we've also set for ourselves, I think, just to digress a little bit as well, one of the things that why we work together well is that we keep challenging each other.
That's good.
And we're not satisfied with doing well at what we're already doing. And so one of the challenges that we've set for ourselves is to write a play.
Awesome.
Because that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah. That's going great, guys.
We started.
We did. We blacked out beats of a play, and there are some words on a page.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's actually like 4 scenes written, whatever.
Oh, that's, yeah. That is actually pretty good.
But, you know, not good enough. But I think that's, we have a couple different things that we've looked at doing. So one of them is that we would like to do a play mm-hmm. that will be written by and performed by us. Mm-hmm. together and just us is kind of our goal.
Yep.
Because we don't play well with others. But then we've also kind of thought about the idea of doing a little bit longer sketch show.
Sure.
With all of the writing being by us, most of the acting being done by us, and then bringing in friends to play additional roles.
Mm-hmm. The jokey version of the show that we've done is basically taking the pile of sketches of mine that we can't film and that having that be the gimmick for the show. Mm-hmm. That it's just all of Abe's stuff that we can't don't know what to do with and force our friends to read it on stage.
Can that actually be the title of the sketch show?
Yeah, if you think people would come. Would you do it? That, okay. Yeah. Would you? Well, we'd probably want you on stage.
Yep. At least for part.
He'd probably want to slouch in a hooded sweatshirt and a t-shirt and a mm-hmm. baseball cap on in the front row.
Okay. Yeah, I only play myself. I'm not okay. going to become.
That's fine.
Person.
Luckily, we've written so many weird Phillips sketches.
It's true. That's yeah. most of what I write.
Yeah, yeah most I'm of sure. our
coming from Abe, definitely.
We yeah. just have a folder in our Celtics. It's just called Sketches About Philip.
Yep.
What else do you want to know?
Well, I'm actually going to change gears here. I asked this of Abe last time he was on with Sketch Lab, and I want to ask it of both of you. And Abe, you can answer anew this time. Mm. Because it was such a fun question, and I want to hear from both of you. What's a sketch that you just have not been able to make work, but you want so badly to make work? Something in your back mm-hmm. pocket that you've been working on but just can't make it happen.
I've so got it already. It's a game show. Uh-huh. And it's called Which Shooting Is It? And so the whole premise is that like the host would be like, well, 20 people died in this. It happened in Colorado. And then people are like, I don't get it. Because all of the it would be like different mass shootings, but yeah. there's like so many mass shootings in America right. that no one would ever get it right. So that's the sketch, my sketch. I've got that.
So I think I have a couple. One is a shorter one that's also a game show.
We like game shows.
Yeah.
That's called Where Did All This Gravy Come From?
That's my favorite.
That's about as far as it is right now. It's just like a game show set with gravy coming from everywhere.
Speaking of Abe having sketch ideas that are unfilmable and would like just cost a lot of money to make a set.
We've talked about doing that one like miniature with like almost like stop motion.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
But then I have to actually make it a fully formed thing instead of just a 30-second mm-hmm. joke involving gravy.
Or you we have a green lot of, screen it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of game shows that are not filmable. Because we also have...
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just that are like based on really terrible premises.
Yeah.
We should do an all game show.
Yeah. We probably could. I guess that's the main one. The other one I thought about, I actually think it might work. So I'm gonna hold that one in my back pocket for future.
It's a secret.
Is
do
it
I
called
know
What's
about
in
it?
My back pocket?
Yeah.
Will you whisper it to me?
On microphone.
It's the cereal one.
Oh yeah.
That one's sort of filmable.
Yeah, it's sort of filmable.
Well, speaking of sort of filmable. Time for me to throw the microphone over to Philip Simontet for a brand new segment that we call Philip's Corner. It's Philip's Corner.
Welcome to Philip's Corner, the part of the show hosted by the half vampire Philip Simontet.
Only half?
Well, I'm sort of filmable.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Sort of mirrorable.
This is a new segment. I'm going to suck the energy out of this room by staring
How
at
is
you.
That new?
By staring at you individually and awkwardly, making eye contact. And then coming up with a question to ask you. Abe.
Yes.
Why do people have hairstyles?
Societal norms.
Why do people have nail designs?
Because they flashy.
What do eyes do?
Peer into your soul and tell your darkest truths.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Liv.
Hi, Philip.
Where do dreams go to die?
That's a good question.
I have an answer for this one.
No, this is my question. I didn't answer your questions.
Side question. Philip, what's your address?
Oh, snap!
Boop, boop, boop.
I'm just going to say they go to die when adults decide to be normal and not play.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I was going to say Nebraska.
I was done with quite a bit more gravitas than...
Thanks. I am a preschool director, so...
Abe, in preschool, yes. Did you have a crush on a girl or boy?
I didn't go to preschool. I didn't start formal schooling until kindergarten.
Classic Abe.
Actually, that is classic Abe.
That is so classic.
Yep. He was a little.
My mom taught me how to do math with marbles when I was in preschool age at home. But then I didn't have a crush on anybody because it was my parents.
I had a crush on someone when I was in kindergarten. I'm answering Abe's question because he answered mine. And we got married on the playground. And his name is Simeon Rossikas. And he now runs like a distillery. And I found him on OkCupid and we match at like 95%. So just saying, I had good taste.
You're already married unless you like got an annulment.
Oh, true. Yeah. And kindergarten marriages are binding. So Simeon, if you're out there,
come home.
Meet me by the Speedy Market. That's where we'd kiss every day after school.
Wait, how old was this?
We were 5. We would kiss like just like a peck. Okay. Like where you just like lean into someone's face. But every day we would walk home with the
Is that not right?
Patrol what? What? Kissing people? No, it's appropriate. Faces. That's how you kiss. Okay. Like that.
Final question.
Sorry to answer your question.
Yeah.
Which way would you turn?
Pronounced way.
Which way would the wheat sway?
Sway.
On a windy day.
Western.
Thank you. This has been Phillip's Corner.
All right, are you guys ready to take a short break, write a couple of sketches, and then perform them as if they were improvisation?
Yeah.
Next up, bats!
Actually, it's pronounced Avril.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I always want to give things like a little foreign flair, so sorry, Avril.
No, say it's like a white person would say it. Avril.
Did you say it like a white person?
You're trying your best. That's all it matters.
Sorry. Okay.
Anyway, just renewing my driver's license.
Okay. Yeah, that's just one form of ID, though, and we're going to need, 2 or 3.
I don't have all day. Would you hurry up, please?
Oh, sorry.
Some of us have kids.
Okay.
Some of us never wanted them to begin with.
Well, some of us have parents to live up to who wouldn't have let us not have kids.
God damn it, Jerry. We don't have to do this here.
Okay, I'm just going to put this out there. If you guys are going to fight in the line, you guys can go step outside in the parking lot of the DMV because there's really good fighting space.
Why is she talking to us like we're white people?
Guess I'll get on my jet ski and go back to land. Splash, splash, splash.
Gah, gah, gah.
Oh shit, a crow! Oh no. Not again. DNR said if I killed another crow, that'd be the end of it. Oh shit. Oh shit, there's the DNR. Oh shit. Oh no, crow's caught in the motor and I can't leave. Oh, I'm gonna have to jump off and swim for it. Splash! Swim, 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 Okay, what's the one place I can go where the DNR won't find me? A Macy's. Good thing there's one right next to this lake. Clang, 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 clang.
Welcome to Macy's. My name's Gulliver.
Oh, don't mind that crow. It'll be dead momentarily.
Sure. You're about to run into it.
There goes another.
What can I help you with? You look very damp.
Thank you for noticing. I worked really hard to get this damp. Ow. I already got this visor on, so I feel like I should have some sort of like sleeveless t-shirt.
Sleeveless t-shirt? Nobody's worn those in at least 102 years.
What?
No, it's true.
Wait, what year is this?
This year? That's a silly question. Why, it's 2357.
I don't believe you. Let me see a newspaper so I can see the date on it.
Newspaper? Nobody's read
extra,
one of those.
Extra, extra, extra. News tablet here. Get yours.
What? Oh my god, how long did I sleep for? And how did the DNR know about my crow problem 300 years later?
I'm assuming these are rhetorical questions, but nobody's asked one of those in 114 years.
My god. If I was able to sleep that long, does that mean I'm immortal? Or did this visor protect my health and put me in a Rip Van Winkle-like state?
So you believe me now that it's year 2357?
Well, I'm sensing that there's some thoughts coming from somewhere outside of me into my head to tell me it's true. So I guess it has to be.
Little boy, don't steal that man's visor.
I've always wanted a visor of my own.
You can get a visor somewhere else. Oh my god, where the hell did that come from? Did that come from the visor?
I just wanted a visor. You've got so many on your head, mister, and so much crow's blood on your hands.
You don't want this future. Run away while you still can.
But all I want is a future.
Run now!
But if I don't... Oh, well, I guess I'll just go back to the future orphanage.
Glow. Hello, Crow. Huh? My old nemesis. Ah. Maybe if I just try to pet you nicely, nothing bad will happen. Alone again.
Oh, it's so nice to be home after a long day. Day like that, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it sure is. Do you want your lasagna now, or do you want it in a little while? I could heat it up.
Yeah, heat it up. I'm going to just... You know what? It's lazy boy time.
Okay. I'll be in the other room heating up your lasagna. If you need me, just yell.
Thanks, darling.
What are we watching today?
Oh, surprise me.
HGTV has a House Hunters International Marathon, or...
You had me at HGTV.
Okay, click. Yeah. That's a beautiful gazebo.
Yeah. Doesn't look like that much work either.
Why don't you ask for one of those for Father's Day? It's coming up around the corner.
They could give me the stuff. I'd end up doing it.
Honey, are you talking to me?
No, babe. No, just lazy boy time.
Okay.
Home Depot has crews that put together gazebos for you if you're willing to pay a little extra, so you wouldn't even have to build it if you're... Wife was willing.
I'm not allowing strangers in my household.
It's a gazebo. Okay, it's outside.
We could get
an indoor gazebo, but those are real expensive.
Lazy boy, I don't trust anyone on my property.
I know. I'm surprised you let me in. We had an instant connection when you tried me on at the Slumberland.
I felt so safe in your armchair.
Coming back in.
Oh, hey.
Here's your lasagna.
Oh, Stouffer's, great.
Yeah. No, it's your favorite, right?
No, absolutely. I love it. After a day like the day I've had, let me tell you.
Sure. You look upset, honey. What's wrong?
I fired everyone at work today.
You fired everyone?
Yeah. I'm not going to have strangers working in my company, okay?
No.
And you know what? It turns out I don't know any of those people. They've had a party without me. Without me.
How could they do that?
I thought I knew them, but I don't.
No. You are the most giving man I have ever known in my life. You are willing to let anybody in. Anybody.
I'm a very nurturing person.
You are. You're the most nurturing person.
I would really like to.
I mean, I don't mean
my lasagna time.
I don't mean physically let people in. I just mean emotionally.
Okay, I'd really like my lasagna time and my lazy boy time, please.
Okay, sometimes I feel as if the lazy boy is like taking the place of me, which I know that seems really silly, and I shouldn't probably say anything about
babe,
it.
Babe, yeah. Why don't you go get me some Parmesan cheese or something?
Okay, I'll be right back. That was probably ridiculous. Okay.
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah?
Tanya, just open me up. There's plenty of wine in me.
You're such the best wine fridge. Okay, I guess opening you one time isn't going to be terrible.
It's the weekend, Tanya.
It is the weekend, and now that Barry's home, this is... Okay.
I've got white chilled.
You do have some chilled white.
Oh, it's a whole box. Just for you.
Sounds terrific.
Sensing a slightly cooler breeze in the air. You didn't open a refrigerated box, did you?
I certainly didn't. No, you must have just shifted.
Right.
You should just leave him for me, Tanya.
Leave Barry for you?
Yeah.
What do you mean, leave him for you?
I'm just saying. Who connects with you, Tanya?
I mean, I love my husband. I promised to... having to hold him for life.
And who holds you up, Tanya? Sauvignon Blanc or Barry?
Sauvignon Blanc. You do. You do.
Barry doesn't keep the wine cold.
He doesn't.
Barry.
He doesn't even keep me warm anymore.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc does.
My wife never massages my butt like this anymore. Lazy boy.
That's just a loose spring, but if you like it, I'll keep it going.
I'm just going to wheel
also,
into it.
Also, Stouffer's? Really? Stouffer's? I'm even going to spring for the TGI Fridays brand?
Hey, times are tough, okay? I have no employees now.
Could you get me a job there? It'd be nice to get out of the house every once in a while.
You don't know anything about sneaker manufacturing.
Actually, I have this portfolio here for you that I've been saving for just the right occasion.
Let me review this document.
As you can see, everything's color-coded. And I have a few proposals there I think will make you buku bucks.
You knew Mr. Adidas?
I did. We went to high school together.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Tanya.
You're my best friend. My best friend.
You're my best friend.
You listen so
I just
want
to kiss you.
I want to kiss you too.
I want to kiss you more.
I want to kiss
just
you.
Just get on top of me.
Okay. Oh my God, you're vibrating.
What did you expect, Tanya?
You have a compressor in you.
I do. That's just for you, Tanya.
Oh, you're the best.
Sorry that spring came a little bit loose and poked you in the butt.
Whoa. Hey, lazy boy.
Oh, I can move it around a little bit if you want.
You know, most people face away from their chair, but I'm just going to flip over and face right into you.
I like that. I only know what one side of you really looks like at this
there's
point.
That spring.
Hey, Tanya.
Yeah.
I don't want to move too fast.
No, this is the best. This is great.
But I think I love you.
I love you too.
Hey.
I love you so much.
Get rid of that Stouffer's.
Really?
Get rid of the Stouffer's. Get rid of the Stouffer's and just fill me with Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
I want to see how far you recline. 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 Recline.
Fish aren't biting tonight.
Well,
I'm afraid family's going hungry.
We knew it was a risk moving out here.
You guys having any luck tonight?
No.
No.
Us neither.
Nope. Fish just ain't biting.
Family's going hungry.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I'm a failure.
You're not a failure.
I'm a failure. I brought everybody out here. I am the cult leader.
But just because you're the leader doesn't make you responsible. We're the ones who disobeyed all the rules and made the fish stop biting.
That's true. But I'm the second coming of Christ. And it should be me who can turn any sort of item into an edible substance.
But didn't your past self once say that all people are worthy of forgiveness? So it seems like you should be able to forgive yourself.
So sometimes the most difficult forgiveness to give is to yourself.
Wow. That's why you're the leader.
It is. That's why it's my turn this week. I feel blessed.
Mm-hmm. Your turn for what?
Oh, just for forgiveness. Okay. That's all.
She gets the forgiveness stick this week.
Mm-hmm. It's made out of oak.
And I have to be in the shame pit. But it's okay. I deserve it.
It's all right. I'll be
there. I'm the one who ate all the fish, and that's why we're out in the boats in the middle of the night.
Hey number
I'm real
four.
Sorry about that.
I neglected to speak with you about your shame pit experience this week. There's going to be several asps that are in there with you this week.
That sounds reasonable. I deserve it.
Nobody has a problem with the asps. Okay.
I'm not in the shame pit.
No. Yeah, to be fair, you're in charge, so really, you could say whatever or do whatever, and we'd probably say, all right, we don't have any cars or communication with other people.
I was an orphan anyway, so I have no one besides the three of you. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Toby back on shore.
Toby's not around much anymore.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I expected to have a little bit more resistance when I became a cult leader.
What?
No, I did. I wanted to have a little bit more of a back and forth.
You're such a good leader. Well, you're so easy to follow.
Your words are inspiring. I would say charismatic.
That's good.
I keep pushing the envelope expecting to have a little pushback, and it just doesn't happen.
Oh, punish us.
Yeah. Away. Yeah, we're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's probably on us.
We're bad cult members.
I'm going to be honest. You guys are the best. The best I could have asked.
Oh, no.
I'm so serious.
We're only the best because you're the best.
No. We're all trying to live in your image.
Really?
Yeah.
We're just copycatting you all the time.
Yeah. Under my number four shirt, I'm wearing a shirt with a picture of you on it. See?
Oh my God, it's such a good likeness.
I had to paint it with blood because we don't have any art supplies.
The color red's my favorite. You guys are just, you make me feel like such a good leader.
Hey. Takes a good leader to have good followers. That's what you said last week. Sorry. No, I just wanted to quote past you.
That's a good quote. Yeah.
It's really good.
I'm going to ascend all of you.
Wow.
Yeah, all of you tonight.
Even
you, out of the chain pit and into my bedroom tonight. You are all getting ascended.
Oh,
I've heard he's got satin sheets in there.
I do.
I've heard he has a real bed.
I do.
I heard that if you tickle him, he comes.
I do.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of information to take in. It's been years since any of us have seen anything like that.
Or touched another.
I give you permission to touch
anything. I'm going to touch the edges of this boat. I haven't touched the edges of this boat this whole time. What? It's made of wood.
I'm going to touch the blade of this knife. Ow.
Oh, that's your blood.
I'm going to touch the bottom of this lake. Splash. Swim, 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 swim.
I'm going to touch my insides with this knife.
You abused your privilege.
Wait. I'm going to touch this anchor rope all the way around my neck.
No. Stop it.
I'm going to see if the anchor will touch me all the way to the bottom.
I'm going to touch my heart with the knife.
I knew I was a terrible leader.
I'm back. Oh, I'm all wet. I'm going to try holding this toaster and see what happens.
Oh, no. I'm the worst cult leader. Wait a second. Now we've fulfilled our mission. I can go home. I can go home.
Come home, son. Your time on Earth is complete.
I can arrive back at Rylac 7.
We made Stouffer's lasagna for you.
Delicious!
Stouffer's, what's in your belly?
Next at bat. And that's our show. Thank you to Avla. Thank you to
Abe Vanderbent
and
Liv Augusta.
And you can see Abe and Liv's sketches at
funnierdie.com/AVLAMN, Avla, Minnesota.
And you can also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/AVLAMN.
Awesome. Are you guys going to build a webpage outside of Facebook, or are you going to rely on Funny or Die?
It's one of the things on our to-do list.
It's actually happening this upcoming week, probably.
Oh, for real?
Of like starting to branch out.
So keep up with what's going on with Liv and Abe at facebook.com/AVLA.
MN.
AVLAMN.
Which stands for Maury Nuremberg.
Yep. Rest in silent peace.
Silent partner.
He absorbed her soul.
And thank you to Huge Theater for allowing us to record here. You should check out what's always happening at Huge. HugeTheater.com, and they are at 3037 Lindale Avenue South. Philip, what's going on with you?
Let's see. This Tuesday, you can see the Improv Happy Hour over at Phoenix Theater. That's my group, the Houlihans, and three other groups that formed for that. One of them is coached by Matt McLeod.
Yep.
That's this
Mixed
Tuesday,
messages.
The 16th. On the 21st, Matt and I are in a group, Emperor Penguins.
Yep, just Emperor Penguin.
Oh.
There's only one.
Cool. There can only be one.
Bomb.
Doing part of the Alzheimer's fundraiser on the longest day, the 21st of
both,
June.
And both Liv and I will also be performing in that. I'll be performing with my group Party Rumors, coached by Matt McLeod.
What?
And I'll be in the coveted 5:30 a.m. slot with Liv and Bradley, and then later that day with my group Carmen Electra Body Roll.
Who's in that?
It's myself, Rhett Romsas, Shelly Quadi, and Manuel. And we formed as part of Awayfest.
Also catch me in TCIF, the Painters and the Houlihans, both up on Thursday the 25th.
And you can see me also in TCIF with Drew Kirsten in Drew and Matt. We are up on the 28th.
And they'll be you'll be sharing a stage with Liv and Bradley.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then in July and August, Drew and I will have a 9:30 show on Fridays, which will be a brand new 45-minute version of our show.
Ooh.
So that'll be new and interesting. And Philip, how can people get a hold of us?
They can send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. It's things on facebook.com/nextatbat. And see us and other amazing podcasts at noisepicnic.com.
Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast. Rate and review. Using your words is good for your former teachers to know that you use them. Tune in next week when we're going to have Lady Friend on our show, which is really exciting. We haven't had them on since episode number 5. I know, right? So it's been quite a while, and it's going to be really fun to have those charming people back on the show. It was right after they had formed. I guess not right after, but really shortly after.
Yeah, so much probably has changed in 2 years.
Yes, a lot has changed. So until then, as always, stay weird, Minnesota.